Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. If you have any questions about anything you hear today from us, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And if you want to see if Colton's real, reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At The Home Team 512 and give him a shout.
Yeah, this is actually just a voiceover. This isn't really.
It's just Colton. Good to have you back, Colton. I know you've been busy.
Yeah, no, I've been crazy busy, which is always a good thing,
yes,
right?
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
I'd rather be busy than not have
busy.
A job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, hey, and speaking of that, he's been real busy at Security National Mortgage, mm-hmm. who this segment is sponsored by, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. Woo, did y'all like that?
That's a good segue.
Yeah.
Look at you, professional.
You know, one of these days I'm going to pay myself to do this. But, you know, this is the fun times, and there's a lot. There's three, you know, it's, you know, we went, 6 months with nothing?
Nothing.
And now all of a sudden we don't know which of the three sports to talk about.
We had cornhole.
Right.
We did have cornhole.
Yes.
And I got into that.
I did. It's a good
and
game.
And we had Quivich.
Yeah, he still had. He's yet to say it right. Right.
Is it? How you say it?
I don't know.
There's a B in there.
Yeah, Quivich. Quivich. But and then also don't forget we had a video NASCAR racing.
That's true.
Yeah. That was very exciting.
It was about as exciting as normal NASCAR racing. Another left turn. It just kept happening.
Actually, it's pretty cool to see it live. I wouldn't go all the time.
Yeah, very virtual.
There's something to be there when you hear the tires smoking and smell it and all that. But I'm not a big NASCAR fan.
You know, so there's basketball. Mm-hmm. They're in the throngs of
it's the last game tonight.
It's the final event. And then there's baseball and there's football. So pick one.
Let's go NBA first because that's probably everybody's least favorite. Let's just go ahead and nip that in the bud.
Well, it's not your least favorite.
There's 1.7 million people in America that care about it.
I think it's
1.6. I'm one of them. So the Lakers are the world champions. That's really all there is.
They're about to go.
Well, yeah.
It's not completed yet.
They are going to win it with their Black Mamba jerseys on. They're doing the tribute to Kobe Bryant. They switched
cool.
up their jerseys
that's
so that they
cool.
can win the finals in his jerseys.
That's
pretty cool. One thing I'm going to, you know, I know you're not a LeBron fan, but he did just pass John Stockton
for
all-time playoff career assists, which is
that's
a
pretty
huge
solid.
Fan.
Stockton is like
the
best.
The only
best.
Person he's behind is Magic Johnson.
Which, yeah, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
When it comes to assists, that dude was amazing.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
Those highlight reels are awesome to watch.
I randomly watched them throughout the quarantine.
Did you? Magic was awesome.
Kind of had to keep myself entertained there. Yeah. But other than that, with basketball, I got nothing.
With this win, does that put him at like 50% in the finals yet, or is he still below 50%?
I knew he was going to be a hater with LeBron. You know,
well, he did mess up, and he's getting a lot of flack right now. I think the viewership is down 50%, mm-hmm. something like that, which is tremendous. And so, but these players get paid by viewership and by people buying jerseys and things like that. So sponsorship, that's how the teams keep going. So they're going to have to correct some things, and hopefully the NFL has changed that a little bit. So their viewership was kind of down for a little bit.
And it's coming back up.
And it's coming back up.
Like you're saying, they took that stance, you know, whether it's right or wrong,
right.
We're not to say, but they took that stance and it has affected the viewership.
I don't even think it's what they're standing for, because 50% of America is supports it and 50% doesn't. That's the statistics right now. Mm-hmm. But I think 100% of the people don't want to see politics in sports anymore.
Yeah, that's always choice.
I don't know about 100%, okay, but I'm going to go with like 98%.
Well, 99%.
Well, so whenever I've talked to Troy about it, like I personally, I'm able to cut that part off, you know, like whenever all that stuff comes up. I'm just there for the sports. I want to watch basketball, baseball, football. So that's what I watch. But, you know, other people, Troy Manella, they're not able to cut that off.
Well, it's me too, though.
So they just don't watch it.
Well, yeah. I think where we're at, I'll speak for myself, is that we have a very high political arena and atmosphere going on around us right now. And we're done with it. We want an escape.
Yeah.
And that is not an escape when you have people doing that. So it just kind of sets you off a little bit.
I get that. I'm not to say whether it's right or wrong.
Right.
The game enough to where I'm just going to be like, all right, screw it. I got to watch it. Yeah. I love sports.
Right. You know, the nice thing about it is as of October 13th, I'm going to go cast my vote and I'm going to be done with that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter after that because I voted and I'm out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So we're going to move on from that. But like, you know, baseball is, there's a big story in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, so, okay, Astros, right? That's where we're going with that.
100 points. That's how much lower their batting average is. Mm-hmm. 100 points.
But here's the thing. They're still winning.
That's right.
I know they're playing the Athletics. I understand that Athletics aren't the most powerful team. They were 36-24 this season. That's not that great. But the Astros were 29-31 this season.
Yeah.
So they're technically a worse team, but they're up 2-1 in the series right now.
Yeah, that's a team of winners. They just know how to get it done.
They do. They're good ball players. Yes. I mean, yeah. Correa, so you're saying Springer,
even if you're
them.
Getting a, you know that the fastball's coming in, you still have to have skill to put it over the
exactly.
fence. Yeah, like if I knew a fastball's coming, a professional baseball was throwing it at me.
Yeah.
I'm not hitting it still.
Yeah, it's like, oh, a curveball? Great. I know that's coming.
That's
where?
Awesome. Yeah, where?
Whoa.
I'm still not hitting it. They still have skills, and they're talented athletes.
Know, they're, am I the only one that hears athletes. The trash cans banging during the game? I'm just kidding.
No,
just
I think it's a sneeze now. they can't do it without all that. It's a sneeze or a cough, yeah.
Yeah, no, see, if I was like Altuve or something, I'd be taking my jersey off after every game to prove.
Right.
There's no wires. Right. There's nothing here. Look.
That's right. Yeah, so I am excited to watch that, see how they build through it, because you got to think, the Yankees and the Mariners are on the other side. So
Rays.
Yep. Devil Rays, sorry, my bad.
The Rays,
completely opposite side of the country.
And Tampa Bay leads that series.
Yes. So that's
and the Yankees are a super team. They're they're like the Golden State Warriors of the MLB right now. They've just got, you know, they've got Giancarlo Stanton, they've got Aaron Judge, they've got people that are just
when has that not been the case? Yeah. Yankees has always
that's
been
very true. Yankees have always been able to afford everybody.
Yes, absolutely. Well, they've got a huge market, but you know, as far as the radio and things like that, so the city of New York pays them more money than most, you know, teams make in the entire country.
Well, and that's the thing about baseball as well, is each team is not created equal.
Oh no,
at all. If you can't afford to play baseball that year, you don't. You don't get the players. You don't get the supreme athletes. That's why Billy Beane with the, I think it was Athletics, correct? Mm-hmm. From Moneyball and all that. He created a team of misfits, did well, but he had no money. You know.
And they still play that way. And they still kind of, every few years,
they're
roll
the playoffs.
Into it.
I mean, they're.
You know, we're running short on time, and I really want to get to this next point. Because the Cowboys are 1-2. Mm-hmm. Dak Prescott has thrown for like a bazillion yards.
1,600.
Maybe one interception?
Three.
Three interceptions? Yeah, okay, they weren't even poorly timed interceptions. Yeah, they were just kind of happening, you know? But they're still 1-2.
Yeah.
So, I think he's Tony Romo 2.0. And guys, we got like 65 seconds.
Okay, real quick on that. Tony Romo would have thrown more interceptions.
Okay, true.
Okay,
and he probably would have hurt his back.
But they'd still be 1-2.
But they'd still be 1-2. You're right. No. But I do think in this case, this time, it is the defense.
It's 100% defense.
Defense are killing
them. Yes. You know,
because they're able to put up points against everybody.
And you know, the one win, the offense gave up three turnovers in the first quarter.
Well, the one win took an onside kick with like 4 seconds
left. But the offense gave up the ball three times.
But to a quick point, if he wants to hire more defensive players, they cost money. And if you want a big contract, you're not going to get those defensive players. Right, so you're still going to be.
Yeah, the defense will not get better with
a 2-1 team. Yeah.
And you got to think, it was 21-14 when Zeke fumbled the ball.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, it also doesn't help that the defensive coordinator is the new head coach's best friend that gave him his first chance.
Yes. And he knows each other.
This is true. Yes. This is true.
Dak didn't start playing until the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So he has all these massive amount of yards in the fourth quarter.
Right.
That, it's meaningless at that point. You were down by 30 points
yeah,
or
like
something.
A third of his total yards in fourth quarter.
I mean, they could just, let's just play 10 yards deep and give him everything and make him run down. Yeah.
So we're on the same page. He's not worth the money.
I don't think so. But that's just
not yet.
You know, and you've been listening to the home team. And as you could tell, I got a little fired up there in the last second because we all completely disagree on that one.
Poor Dak.
You know, it's the home team with Troy. I was about to say that other guy, Wyatt and Colton. And if you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and we'll see you in just a second.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Talk 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. If you have any questions about anything you hear from us today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. You know, guys, and you know, it's all about real estate in Austin, Texas right now.
Oh, it's... Well, we have all the movie stars moving here from California now.
Well, they have to.
For reasons why, you know, political and political asylum maybe not. Yeah.
Are people going to start leaving Austin because the Longhorns suck now?
Or, that's a possibility.
What's happening here? Well,
Joe,
I still love my horns.
Hashtag too soon.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, poor you Longhorns. Know,
But in all seriousness, it's still booming.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
not slowing down. Joe Rogan, he just moved here, bought himself a $14 million plus house on Lake Austin. I mean, we got Tesla coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've talked about Apple. I mean, it's not slowing down. And all these people need houses. Mm-hmm. So the new house market is booming.
And you know, it's funny. You know, one of the things that everybody talks about affordability, people that are moving here think our house prices are cheap.
But also, they're moving to the outskirts, too, because they're used to traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So, 30, 45 minutes from work. That's not, what are you talking about?
If you've got
close.
Yeah. You've got people
that's
coming
like
here,
5 blocks back home.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. If you've got people coming here from California with $5 million, right? There's a lot more you can get here for $5 million than you can in California.
Oh, true.
A lot more.
Yeah, you almost can't.
Your dollar goes a long way.
Are we talking about houses still?
Just checking. But no, like you're saying, though, you can just... They can afford, the people that are moving here can afford those big time houses.
Yeah. Oh, and it doesn't hurt their feelings.
No, at all.
And they're the ones who are also going to come in and they're going to pay over asking price because they're like, this is still for me.
Yeah,
I need
this
it.
Fine.
This is the location I want.
Yep.
And this is still way cheaper than I even imagined.
Yeah
I'll put an extra $30,000
down. Sure.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, we had an 11% year over year appreciation in last month. And so that was our home.
11? That's crazy.
And we're having right now 1% during the course of a month is kind of what's happened the last 90 days.
So
from the 1st through the 30th, the homes are going up 1%.
That is unbelievable. I remember a 3 to 4%, you know, and that's healthy.
Yes.
That's healthy.
Healthy.
Very healthy. Mm-hmm. Has 11% ever really happened?
Yes, but it hasn't happened really that much in Texas because Texas is more of a, and when I say conservative, I'm talking more of the style of financing, the laws that kind of keep you from Texas. They don't do all these crazy loan programs. They don't allow it.
Right.
And so where other states do allow that, which kind of forced a false sense of a false appreciation.
Makes sense.
And so when the markets crashed, the housing market had to correct. Texas didn't really have that. So we'd never really jumped this high before. This is pure natural organic type of appreciation. This is simple supply and demand.
So it's from what houses are being sold at. Mm-hmm. Even if they're being sold over, that's a comparison, right?
Yes.
That's a comparable now. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that puts every other house around it. It makes it a little bit, because it's obviously need, it's want.
Yeah. And, you know, so basically the way the housing industry likes you to be, as far as they want your house debt to be no more than 30%, they go up to 30, 40%, but the goal is to keep you around that 30% for your house. So if you make $2,000, they want your house to be around $600, as an example.
Okay.
They want your total debt, this would include cars, credit cards, total credit debt, to be less than 43%, including your house. That's what they like. And so when you say affordability, in my mind, I balance that off of that number, that 43% back-end ratio, debt ratio, right? And our average for our region is like 38%.
Really?
For the back-end ratio. So there's still plenty of room in this housing market for the prices to grow.
To grow. And for people to afford
them. Yes, and to still be affordable. Most people just don't like to pay that much. They can. They just don't like to.
Well, I know next segment we're going to talk a little bit about some loan programs because some things are about to change.
Absolutely.
This bubble, not going to burst, but it's going to get a little smaller.
You know, well, everything has to slow down.
Right.
I mean, you know, our economics is very, very cyclical, and it's very, you know, steady. And when I say steady is that what happens, happens. And it's going to happen no matter what.
No matter what.
You know, we have the circle, the growth, the recession, the recovery. Things like that.
It
just happens. You know, we have been very fortunate because of our understanding and our intellect to be able to avoid the depression part of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the recovery, the recession, you know, all of that happens and it just kind of goes in that circle. And it just happens. There's nothing you can do about it. At some point, it just happens.
It implodes and then expands.
Yes. And if you watch the unemployment rates, it's funny. If you watch the unemployment rates over since the 20s, every time it got below 4% unemployment, there's been a recession.
Wow.
Every time. I mean, and most times it had a sharp increase, right? And so when this happened now, I was talking to somebody and they're like, well, but the administration's very, you know, economic, but we think we'll be fine. And it happened. It took a pandemic for it to happen, but it happened. So there's always these key indicators about it. And so, you know, this market is going to continue for sure for the next 6 months.
Is it because they raised the bar? Everyone, there's 4%, you know, now everybody starts charging more. And we'll talk more about this next segment, but they're going to put interest.
Mm-hmm. They're going to raise the cost of a refinance just for the fact of raising it.
Because the economy is doing good and they can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And then is that could kick us into a recession because they start raising prices? Just curious.
Well, it's coming no matter what.
It is.
It's coming no matter what. We're in one.
Let
me rephrase it.
It's an ebb and flow.
Right. You know? We're just talking about the housing market. The country itself is in a recession, but the housing market is not. So the housing market is an economic machine inside the economy.
Makes sense.
So I just wanted to separate that. So somebody's like, we're in a recession now. Yes, we're talking about the housing market. The housing market is going to slow down the next 6 months, just because it has to, because all the key indicators are pointing, all the signs, it's just going to slow down. Now, how long it slows down depends on the rest of the world, as in America, how we handle the pandemic, how we handle the stimulus, how we handle the recovery, all that. But, you know, it's about 8 to 12 months, so there's no reason.
That's nationwide.
Yeah, there's no
reason. Austin's not going to slow down that much.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And there's no reason to think that I should wait 2 years, because in 2 years from now, with inflation, these $355,000 houses, they're going to at least be $355,000, no matter what happens to the market.
They're not going down.
And the interest rates are not going to be in the twos.
That's the big deal that's coming up, right? Changing.
Yes. So you want to lock in that home now. You just do.
You're talking the next 30, 60 days? If you're thinking about it, you're kicking the can, and you really want to do something the next 6 months, the next 2 months is really when you need to do it.
It's in my opinion, it's better now. And then it's kind of like when you buy a car, you know, so you go out and you buy a car and then all of a sudden you look around and like, oh my God, he got it for $100 less. Just buy the car.
Don't worry about it.
Just buy the house, wait 18 months, and then you'll be happy with your decision.
It evens out.
It's all going to come back. You know, like I said, we just move through it quickly, get into the home because you want to be in it now. You want to start that appreciation clock. You want to protect yourself with today's money and then let everything happen over the next year-ish. And then when it comes out, you're going to be in a really good position. And this is both buying and selling. You want to sell, you want to take your money. It's like when you go to Vegas, when you got a big pile of money, you want to take it off the table at some point.
Right.
And that's what you should do. You should sell that house, take that pile of money off the table, and go put it in something different, newer, more you, your final home, your bigger home, your move-up home. It's definitely time
for
both sides, buying and selling, which is very rare.
But the interest rates are going to go up, so it's going to be less of a buying scenario.
Yes, yeah.
Still a good scenario, still low interest rates, but you're just going to get charged from it, and we'll talk more about that next segment.
Yeah, can you imagine that you're trying to protect yourself from a 4% interest rate on your home?
Right, though. You're going to get mad at 4%.
Yeah, like,
4%. Oh. 4% is actually a really good
interest rate. Dang it, I'm not in the twos.
What? Well, and that's the thing, though. It is an amazing time to be in the market to buy a house.
Absolutely.
And you know, don't be scared about it.
No. The listings are coming up, so there's more inventory coming on the markets.
Okay, didn't know that.
There's a lot of people. Like I said, I believe that
we're a month and 3 weeks now?
Yeah. Well, we're still 1.4, so that's that's like 8 days.
8 days.
Okay. That's when you make me think about it. I'm like, wow. So there is literally, if a new house didn't come on the market in a month and 8 days, we'd be out of homes to buy.
So
that's where the Austin economy is as far as the housing real estate.
And talk about this real quick then. If you are going to buy a new home, that loan interest rate doesn't lock in until the house is complete?
Correct.
So if it takes a 6 month build, whatever happens to those interest rates for 6 months, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Whatever those interest rates are when you're supposed to close in that home.
Yeah, you can usually lock in 30 to 60 days, sometimes 90, just depending before completion. But with, you know, the pandemic, the shutdown, the shortages and stuff like that, if your house is supposed to be ready in February, it might not be ready until April. So if you locked in on a 60-day lock, and then all of a sudden your house isn't rent, it's 100. You've got to pay all these extension fees. And so a new build is just a little tougher to gauge to get that best viable option. You just got to take what you get when you get there.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
the right. What you get and you don't throw a fit.
That's right. Don't throw a fit.
But at the same time,
a little nostalgia right there, y'all.
Those new houses out there are pretty decent price and it doesn't matter. I mean, interest rate wise or not, there's some good deals out there. So,
well, let's just take this as a very basic number. What if you put in on a contract on a new build.
Mm-hmm.
It took 8 months to build. You understand that house has already appreciated around 11%.
That's true, right?
And you haven't even moved in.
You haven't even moved in.
As long, you know, the disadvantage with a new build is that you do have to stay in that home for about 5 to 7 years for you to really gain the appreciation, because once you can't sell your home really competitively until the neighborhood is complete.
This is true,
because you're competing against a builder and they're like, why would I pay $300 for your house when I can go get one for $305 and I get all the picks
and
I want.
How I want my carpet, my color.
So you have to sell yours at $260 to compete with a $305 as an example. And so that's the biggest disadvantage.
That's true.
You definitely.
But also you have a great increase once the neighborhood is complete.
Right. They complete.
Then all of a sudden you have this big giant balloon, sometimes 30%.
Yes.
Because people don't have to go through the hassle of hammers going off on Saturday morning or nails in your tire driving down the streets. Yeah. And so, yeah, people will pay for that.
Yeah. And like I said, as long as you stay in it, about 6 years or so, then you're going to get the full value of it. If something happens and you have to move out sooner, then,
it's a good lease option. Maybe not sell, but lease.
Leasing is a better option, in my opinion, so that you can hold on till that appreciation really, really takes off.
Good info.
Yeah. And that's really important. And just as long as you know that moving into a new build, you're good.
You're good.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. And, of course, our special guest star today, Colton. We're so glad he's here. If you have any questions about anything you hear, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to Colton on the Facebook at The Home Team 512, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get breaking news and headlines in your email.
Email it.
Become a Talk Insider at talk1370.com. Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton, where we bring money and sports together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Which is at The Home Team 512. And, you know, in February, late February, early March, the country suffered something traumatic, the pandemic, right? They sent everybody home with shut-ins, all sorts of stuff. Nobody knew what to do. I'm in the mortgage industry. And my first thought was, you know, man, this is bad. Mm. It's going to affect the housing market. You know, just it's slowing everything down, all this sort of stuff. You know, just the big greater concern was on this. And my thought process was, I was very concerned, you know, especially because the way the numbers were setting up, we were set to have a record year. Just, the, you know, we finished out 2019, we started out 2020, the mortgage industry looked, you know, it seemed like for the first time in a decade, the mortgage industry finally had a hold of what it can do, what the government will allow, what the people want. It's like, it just kind of everything started to fit. And then the pandemic happened and it was very concerning. Well, since then, the mortgage interest rates have dropped into the twos, and this has been the as it's, you know, on the mortgage.org, it says that the COVID crisis has resulted in the perfect storm for the mortgage industry. And when I say mortgage industry, I'm talking the whole housing industry in general.
And you're talking about the United States as well.
Yes, purchases, refinances, builders, resales,
everything.
It's to the point that there is more business trying to come through than the mortgage industry can handle.
Right. Well, I mean, it's you, title companies, everything.
Yes. Title was taking 48 hours in February. It's taking two weeks.
2 to 3 weeks, yeah.
Now. I didn't want to throw that three out there because I don't want to hurt you.
Know, well, it's the reality.
Appraisals were taking 7 days. They're taking 2+ weeks now because there's just more work than
surveys,
people.
Surveys as well. So everything. All those, you put all those together, the closing time is over a month now.
Yes. And so I feel very fortunate that we've got, you know, great direction in our region and things like that. And we've been able to, that was a pat on my back. We've been able to maintain our underwriting turn times. We're at 3 days for initial underwriting, 24 hours for resubmission, whereas some companies right now are 3 weeks.
That's what Colton's been doing.
That's why Colton is considered a guest star now instead of one of the three.
Always had to make some money, but at the same time,
just too busy.
Too busy. Yeah. Needed.
I don't even know if I'm guest star at this point. I'm just guest.
And guest, right? No name and needed, huh?
We have a guest.
A guest.
You know, and so that's kind of what's happened in the, so the home sales are going up, everything's going up, and, the mortgage industry is taxed, to its limits. And it's just because there's just not enough people. Our industry is very complicated. So I can't hire somebody to come in and be a processor.
You have ambition? Come on in here. It didn't work that way.
I know you worked, downtown at a tech company. Come on and be a processor. You're college grad. It takes them 6 months to a year just to be halfway efficient.
Right. There's so many different variables each person and how it works.
And so to bring someone, it's really tough to grow the industry that fast. And so, that's just kind of where the industry's at.
Everybody's busting at the seams right now.
And we're very fortunate. Like I said, our turn
times. Not complaining, just worked very hard right now.
Because of my Facebook, I have a lot of people, but they're all mostly real estate related in one way or another. To see them kind of upset at the mortgage, this house, it didn't close. I put a 25-day contract and
we get it entitled as
And it's just to understand that that's just, it's just, it is where it is. And so we just need a little bit of patience on that. And we'll get through it.
Well, I think I've always put it this way, is it's all about just having that discussion.
Yeah.
That communication with your client and letting them know, hey, the runtimes, don't put things in like, hey, we'll get this thing closed in 10 days, I promise. Don't say that because it's not going
to
happen.
You don't see that ad anymore. Everybody used to like closing 15 days guaranteed. Yeah. That's gone.
Everybody's like, don't mention nobody mentions a close date. If you don't even mention a close date, that's kind of cool. If they're good. Yeah.
What's the close date? Just leave that open. Fill it in when we get the information back.
It's a TBD. It's to be determined.
I say that. I do want to give a shout out to my team, Team Troy, which is, Sarah, Veronica, Allison, and Tanya, new to the group. They cleared to close a loan yesterday in 17 days. That was awesome.
That's pretty good.
I do want to give them a shout out on that. But, moving on. But one of the things is that.
With everyone else that's in the process.
Yes.
And Colton, too. Yeah. And Michael.
Like, we're so fast, we can't even close. The survey's not back. But we're done with the loan. It's just sitting at title waiting on a survey. That was really cool.
And that's not the survey. That's a whole other gamut.
Yeah.
That's a third party that we have no control over.
Yeah, and so with that, it's funny because, the rates are really good. It's driving everything. It's keeping people moving. It's keeping the economy churning. It's holding this frail economy together.
Right.
And, the servicers, the GSEs, which is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they are owned by the government during the bailout of 2008.
They
took the government in. They have paid back every bit of money they borrowed and then some. And the government's just been sweeping their profits and collecting it. They want to go private. And so what they have to do is they want to get away from the government control again. And so they need some cash stockpiles. So what they've decided is, hey, rates are the lowest they've been in the world and the economy's real frail and holding together. They're going to raise the cost to deliver a refinance loan to them.
So that cost goes to, of course, the mortgage company and the bank.
Right.
But then that has to go on to the borrower as well.
Right. And so they charge the bank, and then the bank has to, and that's the thing sometimes. It's hard for me to understand some people's thought process, especially when we talk about the politics and things like that.
Sure.
But if you raise the cost of something at the base level, then it trickles up.
It has to.
And the final is the consumer.
It's us.
It's the consumer. Right. It's whoever's the final. Whoever buys that stick of gum or loan has to pay more because the cost in the beginning was raised.
Right.
The person selling it isn't going to absorb that cost because most of them can't.
Makes sense.
Just can't absorb or they'll go broke.
But,
7% is a huge profit margin.
What are they charging?
It's in a basis point. So it's 50 basis points. On a $200,000 loan, a 50 basis points is about $1,000, right? But really, when you equate that into an interest rate, it's a little over an eighth of a percent. So it just kind of depends between an eighth and a quarter of a percent, just kind of depending.
Okay.
Which on a $350,000, which is the median price, that's about $40 a month.
$40 a month.
So if you roll that up, that's like $15,000.
For the life of the loan.
$15,000.
Over the life of the loan.
Yes.
30 years.
Over the life of the loan. That's about $15,000 cost is what.
The big change coming up.
Yes.
And that's changing the first of the year?
Yeah, well, it's effective to anything delivered to them as of December 1st. So it's already in effect. It's already happening.
It's right. The clock has started.
The clock's already started. If you go get a refinance rate right now, it has that built into it. It's already there. Yeah.
There's no getting around it.
Yeah, there's no getting around that now. Okay. So they've already done this, and they're probably going to do it again. So you need to get into this now.
They're going to raise the bar once again.
They're going to raise the bar once again. So we need to take advantage of this now before later. Because, again, you're just giving $15,000
to the servicer. Right now, there's a wife punching a husband in the arm while they're listening to this in the car going, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not too late.
Right.
And I hope the husband's not punching her back. He shouldn't. Right. I'm just saying.
I hope nobody's.
I'm just playing.
You saw the look on my face.
He's
like,
what are you talking about? Where are you going with this wife? No, what I'm saying is a lot of people are going, oh, I've missed my opportunity. Mm-hmm. And not really, because interest rates are still extremely low.
Correct.
And this is going to stay in place until they purchase back their business from the government. So as interest rates go up, they're still going to charge this fee as well.
Correct. Correct. It's there.
So it's not going anywhere. It's still a good time. You need to make this decision next 60 days, you're saying?
Absolutely. You need to do this because sometime around the first year, they're going to do it again.
Right.
And so you need to take advantage of it now. Refinancing at the end of the year, if you escrow your taxes and insurance, is way better. So that, that second week of December where your taxes are paid by your servicer, you don't have to start with a full escrow account. So if you're trying to save the most money, starting now and then actually closing sometime as soon as your taxes are paid by your servicer is the best time.
Okay.
Because it's the most efficient as far as reducing your new loan amount with no money out of pocket.
And so you're saying it's a good time, period, this time of year.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Getting started now.
Good interest rates, but also this is the time to do it if you're going to do it per year because you're going to save a one payment.
Yes. Oh, yes. And so, like I said, Austin has a very large tax rate.
Right.
For their home. So, about $7,000, $8,000 kind of number is a low number in general, but it's a big number to make you think, wow. Right now, if you refinance in December,
mm-hmm.
then that $7,000 has already been paid by your current servicer, and you don't have to start a whole new account. So that's $7,000-ish dollars less that you have to start on your new loan if you refinance in December. Every month after December, you have to add a month of taxes to that.
Makes
so
sense.
It's $600 or so a month.
Right.
Yes.
And then if you go over it, then that's you lose $7,000, or do they pay that back?
Well, if you do it now, what happens? They pay it back to you in cash, but you have to set that up with the new loan. So what we're trying to do is reduce your payment.
But so your payment's more.
Right.
You will get some cash back, but your payment's more.
Yes.
And some people want that.
Some people would like that $7,000
mm-hmm.
for the payment. It's not a cash out, so they still get the great refinance rates. They just get their total escrow back, $7,000 to do whatever.
I'd rather put that down on my house and have a lower
Yes.
cost.
But like I said, everybody has a different need, desire, or want when they refinance the home. That's the most important thing, I think. And it's funny sometimes because I'll talk to people and I'm like, okay, so what's really important about this refinance to you? And there's a stumble. And I'm like, and so basically I understand that they've called me because their friends are doing it.
Right.
And they don't really know why.
You want to save some money?
Yeah.
Call Troy.
Yeah. It's like, I just refinanced my rate screen. So, yeah. And so, so we need to have this discussion of why you want to refinance because, there's cost, time, energy involved in this for you. And so we want to make sure that it's worth it for you.
Right. I mean, although saving $50 a month is pretty
absolutely
good.
But right now we can save several hundred dollars a month.
Several hundred.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking $250, $300 a month is kind of my average savings right now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, man. That's $4,000 a year.
How they call you?
Yeah, that's 855-299-HOME. The best way though is loansfromtroy.com.
Okay.
That's the best way.
That's the best way to get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and so I'm trying to. It's such a hot market right now. We're actually even going to try to get Colton into a house.
What?
Yeah, I'm starting to look around.
A homeowner over here.
I'm going to be a homeowner.
Big old homeowner. Proud of you.
Yep. Thank you. Well, everyone, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At The Home Team 512. And we will see you in just a minute.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. This is where we like to bring sports and money together for your education, really more so for your entertainment. And this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And it's the fun time, guys. We've done all our work. We've put out all that important information to everybody. So if you've missed it, please go back and listen to it on our podcast at radio.com.
Radio.com.
Yeah,
that's how I listen to it.
Go back and listen to that deal. But this is the fun part. This is where we're going to talk about what is traditionally known as my love, other than my family, in case they're listening, the Longhorn football program.
Well, you like the Longhorn football program? I didn't know that.
And
never heard that.
Sometimes.
I'll tell you what. You know, we're in a precarious situation because this is year four of the Tom Herman era. Mm-hmm. Year four, okay? And we just got beat by a team that we were favored to win by double digits at home.
And we are historically awful at playing against TCU since they've gotten to the Big 12 Conference.
Yes.
That's always a game that just
historically messes
with us. I don't know why. It's like playing at Texas Tech. Weird stuff happens in Lubbock. I don't understand why. But in year four, you shouldn't be losing those kind of games.
No.
You shouldn't.
Well, I mean, play devil's advocate. I mean, they had an off year. They have a brand new defensive coordinator. That's mm-hmm. where I think the weakness in the team is, obviously.
Yeah,
I think
Texas is the number one scoring offense in the nation in at the 51 nation. A game.
In the nation.
51 points a game is insane.
But so the defense is failing miserably.
Yeah.
You know, the sad part about it is when you know that the cards are just stacked against you, mm-hmm. is that with everything that happened to the Longhorns against the TCU Horny Frogs.
Still a two-point game.
It was a two-point game, and they had the ball. It was a four-point game. They had the ball on the one-foot line, and they could have won it. With everything that went wrong that whole game.
Running back got a little greedy, stuck out the ball, and tried to score on first down and goal with 2 minutes left.
Right, plenty of time.
Just hang on to the ball, you know, go down. Waste some time off the clock, score a touchdown with 10 seconds left.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's.
That's not coaching. That's player on that one.
You know, but, and it's a junior. So, and again.
Well, that might be coaching then.
Well, you know what I'm saying, but it's a junior. At that point, you should know this. You should know down a distance. You should know time on the clock. You know, you're not out there just trying to figure out what the play is.
So here's, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. So should Keontae Ingram be the starter? Because he's not averaging more than Rashawn Johnson. He's not running as smart as Rashawn Johnson, and he doesn't bring as much energy as Rashawn Johnson.
Well, Rashawn started the first game of
the
season.
I get that, but I'm saying Keontae's getting the majority of the carries.
Well, but now, again, on that one, that's because the reason why Keontae was in at that point is because Roshan went out with an injury.
Put in Bijan. I don't even care.
Bijan.
You just want Bijan in.
Give it to Sam in that instance. I don't know. Well, just don't give it to him.
But at the same time.
But the thing on that is that Bijan, they didn't play him at all because of his back.
Yeah.
And you've got a five-star athlete that averaged 17 yards a touch in high school. You do not want to cripple him in game three of his freshman year.
I'm just very frustrated at that moment. Because it happened right
time,
in front of me.
At the same time, the problem really is in the offense. Like you said, the highest scoring offense in the nation.
Everyone's going to remember that.
Over Alabama.
Everyone's going to remember that fumble. Because like whenever we went to USC and watched, what play do you remember? Sam Ellinger fumbling on the one-yard line as a freshman. But this kid's a junior. You got to know.
Yeah.
Don't reach the ball out when you're that close to the goal line when you don't need to.
But if your defense is doing their job, all this doesn't matter.
Exactly.
All this doesn't matter because if you fumble a couple times and
I hate to do this. I'm never one to blame the referees, ever. But that was the worst officiated game I've ever seen.
No, I have to admit.
And that was the most – I love college football. I love Texas Longhorn football. But that was the most unenjoyable game I've ever watched.
It was a very tough game. And that's why I'm
– It took three times to kick off.
That's why –
Start the game.
And that's why I kind of – I've had a hard time moving past it because I'm not so much – upset about the loss as I am upset about the game.
The manner of the game and the loss.
And I've had a hard time. And so the only thing that really upsets me is because this is typically the most enjoyable week of the year for me is because this is the week we go and we play OU. And there's just that thing that happens between us and them. And there's, you know, the governor's bet aside a beef and all this sort of stuff. You know, it becomes this big ordeal. And there's been hardly any mention of it because...
Both teams coming off a loss.
Both OU, teams.
OU looks horrible.
Hey, what time is it?
It is 12:40, and OU still sucks.
Oh, but you know what? Yeah. I don't know. I think it's even worse because if UT comes with a loss out of this, Herman's head's on the stake. I don't know.
This is the first time in recent memory that this game doesn't. I mean, it matters. Don't get me wrong. Every game matters, but Oklahoma is kind of on the outside looking in. They're last place in the Big 12. They're 0-2 in conference play.
Insane, isn't it?
Texas is 1-1 in conference play with a near loss to Texas Tech. Both of these teams they look weak on paper.
So let me ask you this question, and this is a theory.
But here's the thing. Here's the devil's advocate of that. You beat OU, they're out. Mm-hmm. Three losses, there ain't no coming back
from
that. No. You run the table. You're in the top.
You're still 9-1.
You're 9-1, and you're in the top.
So if the defense coordinator can come around and they can get that stuff going, there's possibility. And it's not looking like it though.
Right.
It's not looking like it.
You say that, but I will tell you the difference between Texas Tech and TCU in defense is miles.
Yeah.
Miles.
The beginning of the game, I thought they kind of had it together.
Yes.
I really did. And I was like, you know what? They got their butts kicked and chewed out and they practiced. And then they start kind of dismantling towards the end of the game.
And it is a little early for all of y'all out there listening, but we did also want to point out that A&M really, really got it put on them.
They did.
They scored more points than I thought they were
going to.
They
did pretty good the first quarter. And maybe even the first half.
Nick Saban said, hey, hold my beer. I got some coaching to do.
Here, listen to this real quick. That's the sound of A&M getting spanked 2 weeks in a row because they're playing Florida this week.
Okay, but that was Alabama.
It doesn't matter.
That wasn't TCU.
They played number two Alabama, and this week they played four Florida.
Are you really comparing TCU to Alabama?
No, I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just talking about A&M in general. I don't care about it.
Let me ask you this. I will tell you,
I right now believe, from what I've seen so far, that Florida is the best team in the East, not Georgia.
Yep.
Well, you know what, though? Also, I'm thinking that the teams that are doing the best this year also have a lot of remaining seniors on the team.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of returners, for sure.
So if you had a team that kind of got dismantled, and you are typically a good team, the coaches hadn't had a chance to coach you up, and so you're seeing a lot of Oklahoma. You're seeing a lot of these other teams who have had to – they didn't have time to coach their kids up, and now you have Kansas State. Yeah. Who has, like, all their seniors almost. That it's almost a fully, like, well, I think.
They have, like, 10-year seniors.
Yeah.
They're, like, 30 years old still playing college football. That's what Kansas State does.
But they're doing good because of it. They are. So I think this is the year for the teams that actually were able to retain.
Is Tyler Lockett still on that team?
Yes.
But what do y'all think about that? I mean, I think that's a big.
No, totally agree with you.
I think that's a big factor this year.
No, I agree. That is something that the Big 12 does always do, though. They beat themselves up. They know each other so well. Yeah, right.
They know each other's tendencies and everything else. You know, and that's something. But we did talk about this kind of before college football started. That this is going to be the year that the older teams with the better coaching are going to be the teams to beat.
And I don't even know if the coaches had enough time. Like, for instance, I think Texas. Yeah. They have a phenomenal defensive coach, and there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, Chris Ash is good.
And I think if he had a full offseason to work with these kids, we'd be seeing a different team.
I think so as well, but I think there is a lack of coaching right now as well. I think Tom Herman is starting to lose the fan base. And if he comes in here and lays an egg against Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Because he just lost Billy Bowman. Billy Bowman was his second highest recruit out of Denton, almost five-star athlete. And he's gone. He just decommitted this
week. If they lose to Oklahoma,
we're going to have more.
You're going to have more there.
You continue losing games and continue to be a bad team.
Yeah, no one wants
to
play.
You're going to see the results of it.
Yeah. But
we have a five-star Quinn Ewers in 2022. We got to hang on him for another year in addition to this. You can't lose games like that.
How many times has he clawed up off the ground when he's
Herman,
since he's been here.
I mean, he has,
I mean, when they went to USC and lost, that was still, the fan base walked away because we expected to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. And USC was a good team that year.
They were, yeah. They still had Sam Darnold? Is that his name?
Yeah, and, you know, so they were a good team that year and finished top five, something like that. And Texas took them to the brink.
Yeah.
You know, they had games like that, you know.
Went and lost to Maryland and then had a Sugar Bowl win the end of the year. That's how that works.
Yeah, so every time he gets knocked flat on his back, and make no mistake, that TCU loss, even though they're 2-1, he's knocked flat on his back. And that's when he gets up, because he's the type of coach that needs to be disrespected to win. And he's got to learn.
Well, how about he just
that
come
at Texas,
out.
He has to learn how to win when he's the favorite.
I was just gonna say that. I heard Texas is like 4-9. Whenever they're favored by 6 or more points.
Oh, that's just true.
Yeah.
Like against the spread, not losses, but and against the spread, 4-9, they don't cover it.
They don't cover it.
That's insane to me. I hate saying this. You're Texas. You're the premier school in Texas. But as of right now, SMU's looking like the best team in Texas.
And, you know, they
are.
Did
you say premier team?
Yeah, they're supposed to be the premier team, like the number one team. Yeah, you know, this premier soccer league.
Like a soccer team.
They're supposed to be, you know, the team. They're Texas. Yeah, there's Texas A&M, Texas Tech. No, it's Texas.
They've always been the big brother.
Yeah. And you can't play like you're playing and still.
Well, you can't get paid what you're getting paid as well. Let him and Jimbo Fisher.
That's what I'm saying. It's
and
like
have
offering,
and have losing teams. I mean, that just can't keep on going.
You know, it's like giving a coach $75 million guaranteed and him losing all the time.
Maybe if they said, you know what, I will pay you $7 million if you have a winning year.
Yeah.
But if not, you make $200,000.
He did win one more game than the other guy.
Well, Jimbo's also already got a championship at A&M. It's not dated, but it's in the
it's
Hall
in,
of Champions.
It's in the Hall of Champions.
Yeah, sorry. That's all that's in there, but that's in there.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, you know what? I would love to see a UT Aggie game right now and see where we're all at.
Well, you know, Bowl.
I think Aggies might get them.
At 5-5, they might both end up in the Texas Bowl.
That would be awesome.
They might both end up in the Bourbon Bowl.
The Bourbon Bowl?
The Bourbon Bowl.
The Bowl.
It's Bobby Boucher.
Yeah. The Bourbon Bowl. I've forgotten about that. Yeah, you know, I'd love to see that, but we'll see.
Absolutely. You know, no matter what, guys, we have college football.
I love it.
I'm still loving it.
That's all that really matters.
I'm still going to tune in this weekend. I'm still going to tune in the next weekend. Yep. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
We're just here to talk about what's going on.
That's right.
So we actually have some good games this year. Or this week.
Yeah. So you all make sure you tune into them and enjoy them, because you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and we will see you next week. Hook 'em horns.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!